This is Mark Wayne Casby with 91.1 FM on WKCS Falcon Radio. I'm here with Falcons Baseball Update. I'm here with Presley Carver and Lucas Hill.
Hello.
How's it going, guys?
Doing well. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good. What about you, Luke?
Pretty good, sir.
All right, I got a couple questions for you guys about your baseball.
All right.
Do you know the position you guys are going to play?
Well, the past 2 years I've been starting center fielder and I've pitched some, so I guess this year, after losing about six pitchers, I'll probably have to step up and be an even bigger role on the mound, and I'll probably be out in center again.
Okay. I'll probably be in the middle infield. Past 2 years I played second short with our last year's shortstop. He got hurt the past 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
So I have to step in and fill his role.
Do you guys have any recommended spots?
Well, before high school, I played infield throughout my whole life. I was a shortstop, and I played a little third, too. Preferably, I like being in the infield, but, I mean, I'm fine with being in center in the outfield. It's fun. You get to run around a lot out there in the grass, got gap to gap. You're the basically the captain of the outfield, and you control what goes on and whatnot.
Do you have a recommended one?
Just wherever coach puts me.
I'll play whatever. How do you guys think the season is going to be?
Well, I think that we're not really expected to be, like, a very strong team. But in my opinion, with the way I've seen how some of us have been out there working and putting in extra work over the weekends or when we don't have practice, I think that's really going to come in and be a big factor for us, because most of us are doing a lot of stuff that people don't see, and I think that's going to help us, and we're going to be very strong, and we're going to be better than what people think that we're going to be. So I think that we'll be a pretty successful team this season.
I think it's going to be different from last year, because last year we had high expectations. I mean, we lost a lot of seniors who were very talented. This year we got to give 110% every game we step into, and don't hang your head.
All right, I understand. What about the gear? Is there any kind of gear that you guys like?
Well, I've heard that we're getting new team helmets this year. I heard that they bought us about four helmets, and if you want to use them, then you can, but if you want to go out and get your own helmet, then go ahead. But I heard that they're pretty nice helmets. I was talking with Coach Lethgo about it yesterday in fourth block, and he was really telling me that we're going to have some nice gear, and he said next year we're going to get some new jerseys, or he's working on it. He really wants some black jerseys because he says we look mean in them.
My goodness.
Mean.
How'd you guys lose all the players? Is it from, like, graduation or switching schools?
Yeah, we lost our main starters from graduation. Most of them have started for about since their freshman year, so, I mean, we lost a pretty big part of the team last year. We lost Trip Carver, Adam Diggs, Gage Seymour, Hal Bishop, Ethan Williams, and Garrett Powell. About five of them have started since their freshman year. So, I mean, we've lost a really big part of our team, but we've also gotten a lot of players who have been working hard, and they've been getting better. So I think that we'll still be a pretty good team.
Yeah.
Is there anything that any people that don't play baseball don't understand?
Well, I mean, there's some who haven't played in a while, and they're coming out, and they're really showing some progress. Gaston Strong is supposed to be playing this year. He hasn't played since his freshman year when he was at Abingdon in Virginia, and he's really come along, and he's a great third baseman. He's got a great arm. He can really rake the ball when he's hitting. He just jacks it when he's hitting.
When we had an inner squad, this kid named Matt Hobson, mm-hmm. He's a sophomore. He didn't try it last year because he was at a different school. But he can really make some good contact. I mean, when he makes contact, it goes far.
So, I like the sound of that.
Yeah.
Are we expecting any home runs from any of y'all?
I'm going to try to hit some this year. I think I'll get a few. I mean, I've been working out, getting bigger, just trying to get stronger, really.
Yeah. Me, I'm more of a line drive grounder kind of guy. I don't hit too much pop flies. And if I do, they'll probably be caught by the outfielder. But like you said, I'm going to get in the weight room, and I'm going to get bigger this year.
All right. Is there anything that some people don't know? Like, anything people wouldn't expect about baseball?
Well, I think baseball is really a very fun game to play, and it's very exciting, but most people, they don't really think it is because they watch it on TV, and they don't really know the game very well, I think, and they just don't really understand what's going on. But once you understand and comprehend the real meaning of baseball, it's really very interesting, and I think
it just kind of clicks.
And it just kind of clicks, I guess, and that's how I was with baseball. Growing up, I didn't really like it all that much because I was way, like, ahead of the kids that were my age. I was better than them athletically and mental-wise, and once I got to high school, I started liking it a lot more. I guess it's because of the position change, because I had to learn a lot more new stuff that I didn't really know, and it just really has made me fall in love with the game of baseball.
All right, well, I think that will be all for today. Thank you guys for coming in.
Thank you.
This is Mark Quint signing out.